All right, what's going down? Spaniard NW fight scene. Ed Herman fighting Clifford Starks at UFC 143 in Las Vegas. He's the first fight on the pay-per-view card at Diaz versus Condit. Shorefuse, let's talk about the guy coming out. He's a Division I wrestler. This is only his second fight in the UFC, and of course, you are a veteran. Talk about, you know, obviously he's going to be no slouch, but you're a veteran, so this is not your first fight in the UFC. What are you going to go through this week?
You know, this week is just kind of get some light work out there and just kind of relax and focus on the weight cut. I feel good about this fight. I think it's a great matchup for me. It's always dangerous fighting an up-and-coming guy who people don't know a lot about. You know, you're supposed to win. If you lose, it's a pretty big deal. So, you know, I'm ready, just like I would be fighting for the world title, you know what I'm saying? Not taking him lightly. He's a tough, athletic dude, but I feel like his skills don't match up to mine, and I feel like I can beat him pretty much anywhere it goes.
Now, how's the weight cut going?
Great, man. My weight's fucking awesome. You know, probably better than it's ever been. You know, I've got it down to a real science and got good people around me helping me, and things are good, man.
Now, you don't get to get too much tape on him or know too much on him, but how much did you get to find out about him and get the plan on him in training camp?
You know, there's a little bit of tape on him, and so the little bit of tape that we do have, you know, we looked at just doing that for just a couple of years. Came up out of a show in Arizona. What it's called, but it's not. Well, guys have came out of that show just because there's some talent out there in Arizona, but the quality of competitors in that show I don't think is real high. So I don't really think that he's been tested. He definitely hasn't fought the competition I have before anybody like me. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Now, how do you think you guys match up stylistically, and when it comes to Saturday, what do you think are going to be the keys to victory?
He's going to try to use his athleticism and you know, his speed and kind of dance around and use his feints and try to, you know, maybe outpoint me a little bit, set up his takedowns with his face and his strikes. But, you know, I'm just going to keep coming forward. It's hard to do that stuff when someone's just in your face nonstop like I am. I think just keeping the pressure on him, seeing how he reacts under the pressure when someone like me is just in his face, you know, walking through his punches, hitting him harder than he's ever been hit before. So I feel like just keeping the pressure on, whether it be on the outside game coming in or in the clinch. If he does take me down, you know, I'll beat him up from my back and then break his arms off. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to lay there and hold on to him. I'm going to stay active the whole time. So I just feel like my intensity is just too much for him.
Now, you've been training out there in Colorado, Trials MMA, your gym. Ryan Schultz is out there with you. Who else has been out there, been your active partners, helping you get ready for this fight?
Well, again, I've been training at my gym, Trials MMA, in Fort Collins. But I've also been spending a lot of time traveling around the state, working with the Grudge Training Center, and Trevor Whitman is a great coach. I've been training with guys like Nathan Marquardt, Elliot Marshall, Brendan Schaub. You know, there's a lot of good, talented guys at the Grudge, and then I've also been working with the Eastern Jiu-Jitsu guys. He has four or five gyms in Colorado, so I've stopped by quite a few of them and working out with some phenomenal Jiu-Jitsu guys. And just, you know, I've just had great training partners. A lot of guys helping me out, helping me learn a ton of new stuff. You know, so I couldn't ask for more, man. It's been really great move for me out to Colorado. I miss Oregon and all my people out there and all my training partners, but it's nice to change things up and just, you know, train with some different people, and I'm just really enjoying it, man. I think it was a great move for me.
Well, speaking of Colorado, I heard you won a UFC Fighter of the Year down there and MMA Awards there in Colorado. What's that about?
Yeah, I guess, you know, they do some MMA awards out in Colorado, and I got nominated for UFC Fighter of the Year in Colorado, and I guess I won the other night, which is pretty cool. I wasn't able to make the ceremony because it was just the other night, and I was getting ready to leave town. But, you know, I want to thank all the fans who went on and voted for me, and definitely all the people in Colorado who supported me. Being the new kid on the block, I've been feeling a little bit, you know, like that. Like some people, you know, a new kid in town with all this hype, sometimes people don't take kindly to that. But really, everybody's been, you know, pretty welcoming, all the guys at the different gyms. So it's been cool to get that support from Colorado.
Oh, man, that's awesome, bro. Hey, well, good luck this Saturday. Everybody here in the Northwest, as always, is pulling for you. And congrats, you know, we'll really look forward to seeing you fight and look forward to hopefully to see you come back and visit us here in the Northwest. Anybody that you'd like to thank, your sponsors or fans?
Yeah, you know, of course, everybody in the Northwest who still supports me, I get a lot of love, you know, on my Facebook and Twitter. So I appreciate that. Definitely follow me on Twitter at HermanUFC. You know, can't wait to come back and visit. Hopefully we'll come down and throw a big summer party and invite all the fans down and do a big bash, and hopefully Northwest Fights will be a part of that. I want to thank Northwest Fights for backing me up and always giving me some exposure, as well as all the other media outlets that have been, you know, sticking behind me through these rough times. And my sponsors, obviously Rev Gear and Dethrone, who stuck by me for quite a while. My strength coach Ken, ESPXC.com. Check it out. But, you know, and again, all the students at trials, just everybody, man. I couldn't do it without everybody, my family, my friends. There's too many people to thank, you know, I could go on forever.
For sure, man. Well, all right, man. Well, everybody make sure to tune in and, this Saturday and watch it go down at Herman Clifford Starks, UFC 143, Vegas. Definitely, they will be looking in to see you fight, man, and we'll be definitely pulling for you, buddy, for sure, man.
Thank you,